Well, good morning. I promised you that I would give you some hints and some ideas of how we might move through this unique time. And I had a lot to say about that. And then I came across an old friend, you might say. When I first came to Berkeley, I was passing down Telegraph Avenue and I passed by a window, and I think there was a magazine or a newspaper there. I think it might have been the Berkeley Barb, I think was the name of it. And there was the headline article said, "Hopi prophecy comes true or made true," something like that. It was quite a while ago. I don't remember the specific words, Ed. But it said that there was a Hopi prophecy that stated that when the iron bird flies and this, or the steel bird flies and the iron horse runs on wheels, something like this, it said that the Hopi would meet their red brothers from the east. And in fact, that what they were talking about is that the Tibetans had just shown up in the United States. And one of the first things they did when they showed up is they went to the land of Hopis, of the Hopis, and they had a sit down with them. They had a meeting because apparently both cultures had this prophecy and expected to meet each other at this particular time, just prior to some impending upheaval. Now, this is a later guidance, let's call it, from a Hopi indigenous, a Hopi elder named White Eagle. "This moment humanity is going through can be seen as a portal and as a hole. The decision to fall into the hole or go through the portal is up to you. If you repent of the problem and consume the news 24 hours a day with little energy, nervous all the time, with pessimism, you will fall into the hole. But if you take this opportunity to look at yourself, rethink life and death, take care of yourself and others, you will cross the portal. Take care of your homes. Take care of your body. Connect with your spiritual house. When you're taking care of yourselves, you're taking care of everything else. Do not lose the spiritual dimension of this crisis. Have the eagle aspect from above and see the whole more broadly. There's a social demand in this crisis, but there is also a spiritual demand. The two go hand in hand. Without the social dimension, we fall into fanaticism. But without the spiritual dimension, we fall into pessimism and lack of meaning. You were prepared to go through this crisis. Take your toolbox and use all the tools available to you. Learn about resistance of the indigenous and African peoples. We have always been and continue to be exterminated, but we still haven't stopped singing, dancing, lighting a fire, and having fun. We don't feel guilty about being happy during this difficult time. You do not help at all being sad and without energy. You help if good things emanate from the universe now. It is through joy that one resists. Also, when the storm passes, each of you will be very important in the reconstruction of this new world. You need to be well and strong, and for that, there is no other way than to maintain a beautiful, happy, and bright vibration. This has nothing to do with alienation. This is a resistance strategy In shamanism, there is a rite of passage called the quest for vision. You spend a few days alone in the forest, without water, without food, without protection. When you cross this portal, you get a new vision of the world, because you have faced your fears, your difficulties. This is what is asked of you. Allow yourself to take advantage of this time, to perform your vision-seeking rituals. What world do you want to build for you? For now, this is what you can do. Serenity in the storm. Calm down. Pray every day. Establish a routine to meet the sacred every day. Good things emanate. What you emanate now is the most important thing. And sing, dance, resist through art, joy, faith, and love. Blessed be.